在线英语听力室 ,tingroom.com, 欢迎您。
Hello and welcome to A Cup of English. Today is Wednesday, the 23rd of September 2009, and the title of this podcast is A Quick Stop for Fruit. My name is Anna, I'm English.I live in the northwest of the United States, and Monday, Wednesday, and Friday, I will be bringing you lots of English to wake up your language learning skills. And today in the grammar notes, we will be covering some examples of the pluperfect. A quick stop for fruit. Beginners. Do you like to eat fruit? What are your favorite kinds? I like all kinds of fruit, local and tropical.I am fussy about one thing, though. When it comes to fruit, it has to be fresh. There is nothing worse than biting into an old apple that is soft, or an old orange that is starting to lose its flavor. Because we live close to all kinds of orchards, we have the benefit of shopping at local fruit stands. Every year, there seem to be more and more of them. Just around the corner,A block away from where I live is a fruit stand. It sells most seasonal fruits from this area: apples, cherries, apricots, nectarines, peaches, and pears. The first fruit to be sold are the cherries. They are ready for harvest before the other fruits. Then come the apricots, followed by the peaches, nectarines, pears,And finally, the apples. It's all colorful and delicious. The fruit stand, or stall, as they say here, is a simple construction made out of wood, a shade, and a table. You can park your car next to it, get out, and choose from a number of different bags of different sizes. The owners also grow tomatoes, so...Just like in an open market, you can choose your own. And did you know that there is a drop box for the money that you pay, in case nobody is there to serve you? Yes, the fruit is sometimes left by itself. And if you take a bag, you are expected to put the money in the box. It's a test to see if you are honest. And you know, most people are.Grammar notes. Common expressions. Did you know that chocolate and coffee are actually good for you? There is nothing worse than a badly made cup of tea. A block away. The park is a block away from my house, and the supermarket is three blocks away.Advanced. The fruit stand nearby is almost a permanent mini store. It gets set up in spring and doesn't come down until autumn. It's a good reminder for us locals to think about whether or not we are eating enough fruit. There has been nationwide advertising for several years now, emphasizing the need to eat lots of fruits and vegetables in order to improve health.And to prevent cancer. In the schools, the children even have a health class where they are presented with information about the goodness or lack of goodness in all foods. The kids are encouraged to think about their bodies and what they need on a daily basis and to come up with healthy alternatives to the American diet. They color in pictures, answer questions, and memorize facts.They really become quite informed. I take pride in having lots of vegetables and fruit at home. We introduced a variety of veggies to our children from a very early age. How did we do it? Well, we made it into a game. We called Brussels sprouts green eyeballs, and spinach became rabbit food. The kids were so amused and intrigued that they tried everything over time and liked it. We haven't had to make up any games to get them to eat fruit, of course. The natural sugar content is all the attraction they need. Grammar notes. Vocabulary. To set up, to pack up or disassemble. We set up the tent yesterday, but we had to take it down immediately because there was a big hole in it. The machine was disassembled so the mechanics could find where the problem was. On a daily basis. I eat vegetables on a daily basis, and I have a checkup with the doctor on a yearly basis. Practice of the pluperfect. We hadn't even driven a mile when we had to turn around because we had forgotten our passports. We hadn't seen our friends for a month when suddenly they dropped by to see us. Hadn't he read the instructions? Or had he not read the instructions? Well, that's it for today. I hope that was of some help to you with your English. Remember the text and grammar notes from acupofenglish.libsyn.com. Until next time, take care. Bye-bye.